Welcome, everybody. Great to have you with us. Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krops.
All right, we'll get it right. Hey, welcome, everybody. Great to be with you. It's politics with your coffee as you're waking up. It's day three of the Republican walkout in the Oregon legislature. And at the bottom of the hour, we are going to talk to Representative Bill Post. Radio broadcasters, you know, state representative who is, well, he is in an undisclosed location somewhere, probably out of state. At least I hope he is. Otherwise, he may be doing the perp walk in handcuffs as the state police, at Kate's behest, bring him back to the Capitol to provide quorum so the Democrats can ram their economy-destroying carbon energy sales tax down our throats. Now, everything I just said to you is a little bit hyperbolic, isn't it? Now, if you were just listening, and maybe some of you are, I don't know, I hope so, but you know, maybe some of you are just tuning in for the first time and listening to me just said that. Let me ask you a question. Did that paint a little bit of a picture in your mind? There's a reason why I'm saying this. Because messaging means everything to people. You look at the incredible world that we live in today, you know, governed by technology, these magnificent computers that track our every move, that give these companies incredible access to who we are, where we are, what we search for. And out of that, they develop these, viewpoints about who we are and what we're capable of receiving in terms of messaging. Now, this means everything, friends. How we say things and what we say is incredibly important to people in this day and age that have these distracted viewpoints. What do I mean by distracted viewpoints? Folks, we are even at work. Now, some of you who are both in the private sector and some of these those of you who work for the state of Oregon know exactly what I'm talking about. You only are supposed to have so much access, if you're doing a good job for your employer, on either your mainframe computer, your desktop, your laptop, or your phone, when you're trying to concentrate on the work you're being paid to do. So, okay, fair enough. That's how it ought to be. But how do you cut through the noise of everything that you're being assaulted with? And I don't mean that in a bad way, but I mean everything that you're, all the information that's just coming at you through these various pipelines, whether it's at work. So you're at work and you're doing research on your computer like you should, let's say for the state of Oregon, and you go to a website to look at something and up pops a pop-up ad. Now, if it's not blocked, you're going to see that, and momentarily it may have, you know, just a half a second to make some kind of an impression in your brain. You have your phone. You go to break. You look at your Facebook page, your Instagram page, your Twitter page, whatever. And up pops these ads. That's how they make money. Now, all of this is competing for your brain's attention span. And it's increasingly short, as studies have shown. So, in this digital age, how do you get through to people that are incredibly distracted with all of this noise? It is the Holy Grail, folks. I'm telling you, it's what everybody's trying to get to. Now, what does that have to do with day three of the Republican walkout? It has everything to do with the Republican walkout and how it's being perceived and how Republicans who are shaking in their boots, some anyway, that this is going to reflect negatively on them and that they can't do it. Okay. Is messaging able to blunt? Remember, this is what we talked about yesterday. What's the message that's cutting through the noise? Is it the Democrats' message that's winning the day? Or is it the Republicans' message that's winning the day? Which is it? Is it too early to tell? Or does really how all of this play out, does it matter in the long run? Or is Oregon just unsavable? The West Coast is, the left coast is unsavable. For what? For the Republican Party? Now, there's an interesting article today. What I'm telling you, friends, is all of this depends on what you say and how you say it. Now, this is not rocket science, folks. You know, in your personal lives, every one of you, just in your interactions with people, other human beings, like your children, for instance, like your spouse or your significant other or your coworkers or people you volunteer with. What you say and how you say it means everything in terms of your ability in human communication to get people's attention and their cooperation, persuading the persuadables. That's what this radio show is all about. Now, at the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk to State Representative Bill Post. He is a master at this thing. Why? Why would a talk show host and a guy who's had a 40-year career in radio be a master at something? Well, by virtue of the fact he's had a 40-year career in radio, I ought to tell you something. He's been at least reasonably successful at figuring out what people want to hear in terms of music, what they want to hear in terms of talking, what's interesting to them. I mean, this is something that I wrestle with also. Now, Lars Larson taught me talk radio a long time ago when I was still serving in the House of Representatives. I left the House of Representatives so that I could pursue a career. I was tired of fighting people in my own party. Eight years was enough, let me tell you, in the House, okay? It really was. So I'm a believer in term limits. I'm okay with a 12-year term limit, but 8 years for me personally was just enough. But in that time of serving in the legislature, I began to notice some things about how we won the messaging wars or we didn't. Now, radio guys like Bill Post, that we're going to talk to at the bottom of the hour, who's walked away from the Capitol building to shut this whole mess down. And it is a lot more than just cap and trade, folks. It's a lot more. And we're starting to see more of that become known to people. But the reality is this. You have to cut through the noise. Now, how do you do that in this day and age when people's attention span is shorter than ever and there's all of this competing messaging for people's attention? Because there are persuadable people out there. Now, let's look at this story today in the Oregonian, and it's a story about, here's what it says. Demographics drive Republican Party nosedive on the West Coast. Now, that's the headline. Demographics drive Republican Party nosedive on the West Coast. Now, this is all about Bend. Now, do you think it's just a coincidence that Andrew Selsky and a couple of other writers, one from Seattle and one from Los Angeles, now he's Associated Press and he's a liberal. Do you think that this is just coincidental that they would write a focus on Bend? When they could have focused in other places, right? Like, yeah, maybe somewhere in the Tri-County area, maybe Eugene, maybe Salem. But no, they focus on Bend. Why? Because the two Republicans who have not walked out, State Senator Tim Canope, and State Representative Sherry Helt, are both from, guess where? Bend. Do you think that this maybe provides a little bit of cover for them? Of course it does. But the thesis being put forward here is that the Republican Party is just losing because we've moved, and that's what he says, we've moved too close to the right. And he quotes a guy who has left the Republican Party because he lost a race, and this guy's a never-Trumper. And they're blaming it all on the rightward march of Trump. We're losing on the West Coast because Trump has moved the party to the right. Really? Let me ask you, Mr. Selsky, how well has Newt Bueller done statewide? He's a moderate. He's an ever-Trumper, even though he's now proclaiming that he's in favor of the president's policies. Really? So Democrat light is the message that comes through this particular story. And it goes through Orange County and California Party, you know, becoming irrelevant and blah, 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 and Seattle and all this stuff. Okay. Here's the point. Just set all of that aside. By the way, Sherry Helts being challenged by a cousin of mine, Jason Krupp. No kidding. I don't know Jason. He's been in the Deschutes. He's a deputy district attorney, Deschutes County. Jason, I think, knows who I am. Is challenging Sherry Helt. All right. Set all of that aside. The point is that Bend has become a changing demographic. A ton of people from California and Seattle and Portland have moved to Bend. In 2018 alone, about 4,100 more people moved into the county, Deschutes County, not just Bend, but primarily Bend, than moved out of. So they had an increase, an overall net increase of 4,100 people. Two-thirds of those people came from 11 California counties, 10 of which are predominantly Democratic. Now, the first question you ask is, why are they leaving California? If California is such a wonderful liberal mecca, and, you know, a utopian socialist place. Why are they leaving? Well, yeah, and they're Democrats. And then some are coming from Seattle and Portland, which gives rise to this whole idea, don't bring your liberal ideas with you, because it's why you had to leave. Therein lies the point. I just said something, didn't I? That is a messaging point that, you know, frankly, you ought to be able to use Sherry Helt and Tim Canope in defending why you left. Now, that's just one of many. The point of this article that gives Sherry Helt and Tim Canope cover, it, they think they're making the case. It's the changing demographics. And if you don't become Democrat light, you're just going to nosedive. Now, by the way, it has nothing to do with party registration. It's all focused on presidential elections. Has nothing to do. I mean, it has in Seattle, I guess on the Washington side, they talk a little bit about this business of Republican legislature and how it's made up. Okay. In Washington State, it has nothing to do. Folks, it's trying to create an impression. Now, here's my point to you. A lot of these people that have left California have left for a reason, haven't they? What are those reasons? And do you think that you could effectively message to them? Let the music play in elections, whether it's local elections like school board or city, county, or for the state house. Now, I'm going to give you a hint. There's a short video that is powerful that would speak to these. Back in a moment.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 22 minutes past the top of the hour. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. And I do have some great emails, but I want to finish this thought and then get to our first caller of the day. But I also want to remind you, this segment of the show is brought to you by Diamond Royalty Rides. One of the great ways, and I've done it, one of the great ways that you can make somebody feel really special on a special occasion, buy him a limousine ride. Go to their website, diamondroyaltyrides.com. All one word, diamondroyaltyrides.com. You know what? It's surprisingly affordable, and it's really cool. It makes you feel so special. diamondroyaltyrides.com. The point of this article that gets covered to Sherry Helt and Tim Canope is that the changing demographics have caused Republicans to lose. Simply not true. What's moved here? Yes, there is a growth of the Democrats in places like Bend, because a lot of them come from California. That is undisputable. But just because the areas become more moderate doesn't mean that you can't appeal to those people effectively. And that's what you have to do. It's what you say, and it's how you say it. Now, the headline in the Republican minority leaders, Republican leader in the House, Christine Drazen, the headline in the op-ed she wrote in the Oregonian says everything that cuts through the noise. It is the sexy headline. You know, the headline writers are the ones who know how to do this. Here's the headline. Democrats rigged legislative process, left Republicans no choice but to walk. That's the entire essence of her long, too long piece that doesn't even say that until you get way down in the op-ed. She was on with Lars yesterday, and I'm going to be gently critical with her, because she said Lars tried to get her to understand this in his conversation with her. And she said, well, the voters of Oregon are smart. Yes, they are. But you, unfortunately, Representative, are competing with all this other noise to get through to people. The headline writer gets it. Now, even though you have shifting demographics in places like, well, let's take Salem here. Denise Bowles' seat, Jackie Winter's old seat, which is slightly Democrat. It doesn't mean just because it's voter registration that you can't appeal to people effectively. But it's what you say, and it's how you say it that matters. Using certain words, certain concepts. Now, I'm going to end with this before I go to our first call, but let me tell you, if you go to Oregon Watchdog from yesterday, OregonWatchdog.com, the second news story is entitled Video Rally Support for House Republicans. This is by Oregon Evergreen, or Evergreen Oregon PAC, Political Action Committee. And it starts with this drone video of the giant Timber Unity rally. Now, it's a great video, and it runs a couple of minutes. But it's the video right after that that's the good one. It's about Kate Brown's carbon tax. It's 15 seconds long. It is incredibly effective. You know what it says? I'm going to read it to you as it plays out. And it starts, Kate Brown's cap-and-trade plan. Unelected bureaucrats raise your cost of living, raise taxes on Oregon's family. Political connected insiders don't have to pay. Kate's insiders get a break. We get the bill. That's the ad. It's 15 seconds. It's visual, and it's right to the point. Now, if you're one of these California tax refugees, high cost of living refugees that have moved into Bend, do you think an ad like that might get you to think a little bit about that? And so if a state representative or a state senator walked away from the legislature to shut down something like this and a lot of other bad things, and we'll talk with Bill Post about that at the bottom of the hour. Did you love how I got that in? We're going to talk with Bill Post about all the things that are being stopped now, not just cap and trade. Because Republicans had the courage to go walk out and to use the only tool they could to do what? To protect the people they swore an oath to serve. From what? from bad bills that hurt good people. That's what Kim Thatcher said yesterday, and she is so right on. It's what you say, and it's how you say it. Let's go to the phones. We'll go to Art. Art, good morning. What do you say this morning, my friend?
Oh, Jeff, what can I say? What I did want to say was a good ad would be showing the slums down there in California and how bad it's gotten, and says, you moved here to get away with it. Help us keep Oregon a place you want to live.
Yeah, you know, to boil that down into a shorter phrase would be the best thing in the world, because that's, again, the people that are moving here from California are moving here for a reason, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. My brother and niece moved up here from California last year to get away from what California had become. There's people moving here in droves that are sick and dang tired of being taxed to death and told what to do and having their houses broken into and are fearful to walk down the street. And so, you know, my contention is, Jeff, that a lot of these people moved up here to get away from California, and they won't let Kate Brown make it what she wants it to be.
Well, I think that's could be true, Art, if Republicans use the right messaging, say the right words, delivered with a little bit of passion, and cut through the noise.
Oh, we have to cut through the fake news, Jeff. Fake news is what is screwing us right now.
Yeah, and unfortunately, that fake news has a lot of impact, and it's tilted clearly towards one party, and that ain't the Republicans, and it ain't conservatives. Thanks, Art. It's 6:30. Back in a moment.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 24 minutes until the top of the hour. You're listening to Political Coffee. You know, what we're talking about today is what you say and how you say it makes all the difference in the world, and your ability to communicate with people, and especially in this digital age where there's this incredible amount of competition for your attention span. I mean, it's not that people aren't dumb and they can't grasp the issues at all. They can. It's just that you have to cut through the noise of life today. And you know, people in radio who are successful have figured out how to do that. Because, you know, you got to write ads. Ads bring in the revenue that allows this show and this radio station to be on the air. And you're not successful at writing ads if you don't communicate effectively for your clients who are paying you money. Radio people have to paint pictures. And you do that effectively. And you're successful. Now, why politicians don't get this is beyond my brain to understand. But somebody who gets it joins us right now. State Representative Bill Post, longtime radio guy. How are you, friend?
Band on the run. Band on the run.
Yeah, you know, you made those songs, didn't you, huh?
I think I actually played that one when it first came out. But, yeah, I'm doing fine. I'm on the lam. I'm hiding out, whatever you want to call it. I don't like calling it a walkout. I'm just calling it flat out we're denying quorum. That's
You know what? I think you should use the term you're on strike. And all those union workers would get that.
You know, it's funny that you say that. There was a bill, I don't know if it reached across the chambers, but there was a bill this year that would have given public employee unions the ability to receive their unemployment benefits while on strike. And yet we're hearing all over social media, come back to work, you're getting a taxpayer-funded vacation. Like, really?
Well, all right, so it's my hope, friend, that you are somewhere out of state, because I'm used early in the show, I don't want to see pictures of you in handcuffs doing the perp walk with the OSP dragging you back into the Capitol.
No, I am definitely a long ways away from Oregon. And as far as I know, and just so you and the audience knows, the 21 of us in the House, I can't speak for the Senate, but for the House, none of us know where the others are. We've been very clear with each other. We have a conference call every afternoon, and our leader, Christine Drazen, gives us updates, but none of us tell anybody where we are. So I don't know where anybody is, but we're all out of state. We have all raised our hand and said we're out of state.
You know, that's good, because if one of you gets caught, you cannot be interrogated to give up the other locations, comrade.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, I talked about this last night in my live video that I did that I wanted to update people. This is kind of the cost of this. I'm not going to say who, and I'll let this person tell their story when it's time. But one of our members, whose mother-in-law is quite elderly, fell down, cracked her head open. They were going to do surgery, and they decided she won't make it. She's going to rest comfortably, and she's going to die. And our leadership told this member, you need to go home, take care of her. And he said, no. I'm in this for the long haul, and I'm sorry, I'm going to stay on the road. And that's what we're sacrificing.
Well, but he could go home if Sherry Helt was not a turncoat, and that's what she is, for not supporting you guys. You do not need to comment on that. That's my opinion. He wouldn't have to make that choice if she would leave.
That is true. It could swap out. We have all along said that we're 21, not because of we're excluding her or not excluding her. We knew that her polling in her district with an 18-point Democrat edge was not good. So we've just planned all along that we would be 21 of us.
All right. So is she involved in your phone calls?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right. So there's a story today. The Democrats are upping the ante on you guys. It's an Oregonian story. It says Oregon Democrats advance, quote, more aggressive potential paths to regulate carbon emissions than the cap and trade bill. All of this is meant to be trade bait to get you guys to come back in my very humble opinion. So they're doing all this stuff that allows these bureaucrats to raise the limits, make it harder for businesses to survive in Oregon, yada, yada, yada. All of that is again, in my opinion, is meant to be trade bait with you guys to let you come in, to entice you to come back in, because they're going to try to do it through the ballot initiatives and through executive order and yada, 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 all this stuff. Bottom line is, none of this can happen. House Bill 4173, 4171, 4170, none of it can happen if you guys don't come back in.
Right. And, you know, we meet daily on the phone, on a conference call, and our leader, Christine Drazen, gives us the updates. From what she told us yesterday, I believe it was, don't quote me on this, but I believe it was five times she was contacted by the speaker in trying to reason with us to come back. And there were no real offers made of any kind. And so you're absolutely correct. So just so people understand the process, you know, we're not there, but they're still running legislation. And the way they can do that is every committee has a majority of Democrats on it. So you can still pass bills out of committee. Now, where do they go? They go, of course, to the House or the Senate floor for second reading, and that's where they're stuck. What that means is if we were to come back, whether it's tomorrow or on March 8th, the last day of the session, all those bills are stacked up, ready to roll into third reading and pass. And so that's part of the problem is, you know, if we negotiate some sort of exit strategy to come back, that stuff has to be off the table completely. There is a ton of really bad bills, and the speaker is gut and stuffing a lot of bills with really bad language and passing them out of committees.
Yeah, so again, they're upping the ante to make it really, I think, easier. They think they're putting you in a box and leveraging you, and reality is they've just made it easier for you guys to stay away. It's important to note that if you stay away through the end of the session on March the 8th, every one of those bills die. Now, it doesn't mean they
there
can't be brought back.
There is one question mark.
Well,
yeah, there is one question mark that I've not had answered, and that's this. Session doesn't end just because it constitutionally says you have to end on March 8th at 11:59 p.m. You still have to have a sine-die resolution. So how do you have that if we're not there? So I'm still kind of awaiting some opinions on that. When does session actually end? It can't go on past 11:59 p.m., but it technically can't end without a sine-die resolution.
So that would be the only reason that you guys would come back, but can you trust that they wouldn't try to run these other things with you guys in the
building? No, of course not. Of course we can't trust them. That's why I have to tell you, I keep saying her name because I'm going to give her huge kudos and shout out. I am so massively impressed with what is in essence a freshman legislator in Christine Drazen, our House Republican leader. She is nails. I mean, just nails. And I think she drives Votech nuts. And she is represents us so well, and she's been tried. They've tried to drag her into, you know, it's just you and me, Christine. It's just you and me making this deal. And she says, no, I'm going to tell my caucus everything that we talk about, and they're going to make the decision. And she never says, guys, here's what we're going to do. She says, guys, what do you want to do? And I'm telling you, she's fantastic.
Fantastic. That's good to hear. So the question that I posed yesterday is this, and I want you to respond to it. If you believe that some piece of legislation dramatically, negatively impacts the people you swore an oath to serve in your district, why would you ever compromise on it if it hurts them?
Well, I wouldn't. That's why I'm here. I would never compromise.
That's what,
I just don't.
No, but there are some of your colleagues, maybe not in the House so much, but there are some in the Senate who are willing to do that.
Well, that's the first I've heard. I've not heard anything. I will tell you this, where I'm located, there are a couple of senators as well. And we were able to get together for lunch yesterday, and I can tell you these two are resolute and doing exactly what I'm doing. I've not heard anything otherwise.
Compromise. That's what Governor Kate is pushing. Compromise. Well, it's not compromise. If you just delay the inevitable, the destruction of rural economies and the incredibly negative impacts of ridiculously raised costs of living on everybody, including the urban folks, if you just delay that, why is it good? Why would you consider that? But that's what she's asking Republicans to do.
Well, she can ask all she wants. You know, I mean, look, she's not up for reelection. Her term finishes in 2022. Although, as you know, side story, the big $25,000 donation given by Nike, I believe, yesterday or the day before. So she's obviously angling for something. But, you know, she can say whatever she wants. This whole thing from day one is about Kate Brown and Cap and Drake.
You're right. Now, very quickly, as the music is playing, how can people watch your video updates?
Facebook.com/BillPost4Oregon.
BillPost4Oregon. Thanks, brother. Be safe. Don't get arrested.
I won't.
Hating believers have light on their faces as they
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
10 minutes till the top of the hour. We will get right to the phones in just a moment. That last segment, by the way, it's hard to get in an advertisement when you've asked a state representative on the run, banned on the run, to give you a moment to do an ad. So Righteous Renovations is a great renovation company, contractor, a man of faith who's not afraid to put the word righteous in the name of his company, Righteous Renovations, LLC. And you know what he delivers? He delivers by fulfilling his faith in how he treats people and how he takes care of his customers. You don't believe me? Go to his website, read the testimonials, righteousrenovations.com. All one word, righteousrenovations.com. Let's go to the phones. We'll go to Ray. Ray, good morning. Your thoughts?
I'll be right to the point. It's instructive to me to recall where the terms right and left came from to me. And they came from the Bible, and specifically Ecclesiastes 4:2, where it presents wisdom. And the wise are inclined to the right, and the fool is inclined to the left. And that's where the term righteousness came from. And that's all through the Bible, and it's instructive. So, and on this topic of this thing in the legislature, you don't destroy a stew to save it. So I would encourage the senators and representatives to hang in there in righteousness.
Hey, thanks, Ray. I'm going to go look up that scripture because I didn't know that. That's Ecclesiastes 4:2. Is that correct?
That's right.
I will look it up. Thanks, Ray. And I appreciate that perspective. We'll move on to our buddy Super Dave, who's on the line. Super Dave.
Hey,
what do you
how
think
you doing,
so far today, brother?
Yeah. I tell you what. Hey, Bill. The Super Dave, hey, you hang in there. I just, like I said, you know, we have their backs that they're out. Please, we have your backs. Please have ours. That's what we ask. That's all we ask. Because, darn it, these bills are horrible. I told you a long time ago, and you know I said it. All this is about purse, or most of it's about purse, because they need to try to fill all that gap and that stuff. And I wish we can abolish that and go to court and say, sorry, we just don't have the money for it. This is all you get. That's the way it should have been done. Is that correct?
You know, I don't disagree with you, and Super Dave, thanks for your call. Yeah. I'm going to let you go. But I got to tell you, Alan Alley, we talked about it yesterday, wrote this piece in the Oregon Catalyst. If you want to read it, it's stunning how, well, every year for the next 4 years, PERS goes upside down another $2.5 billion. That requires the state of Oregon alone, not just your local school district, fire district, police district, city hall, county, but just the state of Oregon alone requires almost another $1 billion in new revenue. They got to find it from somewhere. How do they do that? Well, they do a lot of it by raising your fees that you pay for everything, but also taxes. We're going to go to Philip in a moment here. I want to remind you that if your heat pump is not working right, or your furnace, why don't you call Freedom Heating and Air? They've been 40 years in business. They're doing something right here in the Salem area. But I'm telling you, they can fix it quickly. FreedomHeatingAndAir.net, not .com, .net. FreedomHeatingAndAir.net. Let's go to Philip. Philip, good morning.
Just want to follow up on Ray's, your caller, Ray. Our thoughts and prayers are on the people that walked out. I have a question. I'll take my answer off air. I think I heard six bills were submitted by Tina Kotek yesterday. I'm not sure what that is, if it's a poison pill or setting a trap. And is there an emergency session set up in March for that? Or what's going on? I'll take your answer.
Great question, Philip. So here's what Tina has done. The Democrats have, again, they've upped the ante by putting forward bills that let the bureaucrats do what cap and trade would do as a policy, and doing it through a number of mechanisms, changing the amounts of parts per million in the air that are allowed. Of quote-unquote pollution, in other words, CO2 that is the building block of life. So those things, a number of them, and that's in the Oregonian story today, and I'll have it up on the show plan. This is this Oregonian story that says Oregon Democrats advance more aggressive potential paths to regulate carbon emissions than the cap-and-trade bill. This is even worse than cap-and-trade for a number of reasons, but it lists the bill. House Bill 4173, and if you go to the article, you can click on the link and it'll bring up the bill. 4173, 4171, 4170, House Joint Resolution 204 says it would amend the state constitution to allow half of your gas tax dollars to be used for other things. Now, that kind of gets to what Super Dave was talking about. Let's go to Jake quickly, who's on the line. Jake, good morning.
Good morning, Jeff. Great show. Enjoying listening to you these past weeks. Listen, simple messages. Number one, anybody that's behind this cap and trade bill, starting with Kate Brown, you got to make the message clear that she will never suffer the consequences of her bill like the very people that she thinks likes her. It needs to be clear that she will never have to pay any of the price because she's governor, she's got pension, she's got so much stuff behind her. What's 5, 10, 15, 20 bucks to her? Secondly, the message needs to come out that her people that actually support her are being used by her and that they can see that she doesn't really care about them. And if you make those things simple and people get that, I think you might see something different. The voters would turn it down if she ever had the guts to put it out on the state ballot, Jeff.
Well said, Jake. Thank you, brother. You've just hit the nail on the head. It's what you say and it's how you say it. I want to finally address the latter part of Philip's question. Is there a special session in the offing here? Yes, I think there will be. Republicans have to stay away. They just simply have to say to the governor, you can call all the special sessions you want, but as long as these are the goals of a special session and these are the bills you want to put forward, we're not coming back. Now, Republicans have to be able to stay away. And as Bill Post articulated, that comes at a great personal cost, not just financially, but in your family life and with the story of this representative whose mother is going to die. If Sherry Helt would leave, he could go to his mother's funeral. What you say and how you say it matters, folks. Tell that emotional story. All of this is important. We'll talk more about it tomorrow, friends. War Room today at the Capitol, room 350. See you then.